Welcome to Marshall with you. Welcome to Marshall with you. I thought Monday Night Raw was good. I like the opening Monday Night Raw with the Judgment Day and the Street Puppets with Kara Dizelle. And this was the Christmas edition on Monday Night Raw, and it was the last one of the year because they're going to do a look back at 2022 next year, or next week, so there won't be a brand new episode of Monday Night Raw next week. There will be a look back of 2022. But I like the Street Profits match. And I really like how Kara Dizelle and Dominic and Rhea and got into it because Rhea tried to protect Dominic Mysterio because he had the mist put in his eyes last week. So he was still playing off being misted with the blue mist last week. So he was still playing off, his eyes were injured. So Don Rhea was protecting Dominic. And then Kara Dizelle tried to have a cup full of fun juice, and Kara Dizelle tried to throw it in Rhea's eyes, but instead Rhea moved out of the way and the juice went into Dominic's eyes. And that's how the Street Profits beat the Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest. And then Rhea challenged Tazawa to a intergender match on Monday Night Raw. Again, WWE doesn't normally do this, but they did it this time. I thought it was funny. It was a very good match for what it was. I think they will do more of intergender matches in the near future. I hope they do, as intergender matches are good. I like intergender matches. I think they're the most entertaining, and if done right, they could be better than men wrestle men or women wrestle women. I think intergender matches are equal to men versus men, women versus women, or women versus men. You know, I like intergender matches. Anyway, I think. Now, mind you, I understand the normal society you shouldn't hit women. I get that. But if you are doing it as a entertainment purposes or a business purpose, then if you're okay with it, I don't see a problem with it. That's why I like intergender matches. I get where most people don't like it, but there's some people out there that do. I'm not condoning when you're out on the street, you should hit women, or vice versa, you should hit men. I'm not condoning that part, but for wrestling purposes and art purposes, I think it's okay. But I'm not condoning women hit men just for the sake of women hit men or women men hitting women. I'm not condoning that, but for wrestling purposes, yes. Because they know how to handle themselves in a business aspect, entertainment aspect, so to speak. So I thought that was good. I like the damage control in Becky Lynch, and I like how the beginning of Raw and Roman Reigns put out an edict against Kevin Owens, because he has a match coming up on the last SmackDown of 2022 against Kevin Owens and John Cena. So I thought that was good. I really like how the bloodline kept interrupting the show. I liked how they kept attacking people backstage. I liked how they kept continuing Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens storyline. I liked how they kept continuing the Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens storyline. I really liked that. I thought that was a genius way of doing it. I really think they should really kick the belt out, one of the belts off of Roman Reigns, and put them on separate shows. One belt would be on SmackDown, and one belt would be on Raw, because it would be more ratings. I just think for what they're using the WWE disputed title belt for the men is good for what it is for right now, but they should separate the world championship so the men can have their own separate belt for SmackDown and their own separate belt I just think that okay. But first, the WWE World Heavyweight Title, I think they should separate that. Come back to the WWE Championship or belt, or the WWE Universe title. I think they should separate that back on all and put the WWE back on SmackDown. But that's my own opinion. I don't know what anyone else thinks. Let me know. I like how Alexa Bliss keeps going in and out of Bray Wyatt's control. I like how she kept saying to Bianca Belair that she was sorry, it wasn't her, it was the Bray Wyatt control, and she's going through issues, and then the Bray Wyatt logo popped up on the screen. Mind you, Byron Saxton was doing the interview. Towards the end of the interview, they were getting ready to wrap up, and then the logo popped up on the screen, and then Alexa Bliss grabbed the vase that they had next to Alexa Bliss on the table, and then she knocked Belair in the back of the head with it. I thought that was a good way to advance the storyline. And then, of course, the Tess Kelly, doing a whole bunch of backstage interviews. Like I said before, I think she's a good interviewer. I like how she does the interview style. I just think Jesse Terry is better than Byron Saxton. But I like Byron Saxton too. Bronson Reed is back in WWE. He helped the Miz with Dexter Lumis lose the ladder match with the money on the line, where he helped the Miz get the money. So I think it's going to be the Miz and Bronson Reed and Johnny Gargano and Dexter teaming at some point. It's going to be the Miz and Bronson Reed versus Dexter Lumis and Johnny Gargano at some point down the road, I hope. And of course, we got Austin Theory and Seth Rollins promo in the ring for the match in 2 weeks on the first draw of 2023. I think that's a good build. I like the Seth Rollins and tag team matches with the Usos. I think the Bloodline and Roman Reigns has run its course, but I'm not complaining if they continue it. I just think they need to move on from the Bloodline, but that's my own opinion. But let me know what you guys think about this week's Raw. I'm just gonna say this about the Mandy Rose thing. I think they should hire Mandy Rose back and just tell her, if you want to be here, don't do fan time anymore. I think they should hire Mandy Rose back. If she wants to keep doing it, then they should get different sponsors and move up the product to TV-14. I think WWE should move the product up to TV-14 and get rid of some of the sponsors that WWE has, because they shouldn't have fired Mandy Rose. That's my thought on that. That's our show. Make sure you subscribe, download, and tell your friends and contribute to the show. Good Pods, and I'm on Good Pods. I'm on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, everywhere you can think of. Desert, and tell your friends and. I will put my links below. Thanks.